道，为他翻译的呢是 Vivian 姊妹。好，我们的主题呢就是刚才经文中提到的洗脚。好，有请他们。
Good afternoon.
下午好。Good morning.
Good afternoon. It's after. No, yeah, that's true. It's good morning. Sorry. I'm used to speaking alive, and then it's afternoon. So yes, it's good morning.
早上好，早上好。
Hope you had a great summer.
希望大家夏天都过得不错。
Me and my family were mostly in Oslo this year.
我跟我的家人大部分时间今年都是在奥斯陆度过暑假的。
But we also went to Sweden for some shorter trips, and we also went to summer camp.
我们也去了瑞典，然后也去了夏令会。
But I have to say, it feels kind of good to be back for work.
我必须老实说，我觉得回来上班还挺好的。
Because having summer vacation with children.
因为夏天如果要度假，带着孩子。
Is quite exhausting.
其实是挺累的事情。
I believe.Since some of you are laughing, I guess you understand what I'm talking about.
我想大家在笑的那些人应该是很能体会到我的感觉。
For today, I was thinking of looking into supper.
今天呢，我们要讲的是关于一个晚餐的事情。
More exactly, what the Bible calls the Last Supper.
尤其是这个是在信经里面，我们把它叫做是最后的晚餐。
It's the dinner that Jesus had with his disciples the evening before he was going to be put on the cross to die.
在耶稣被放到十字架上受死之前，跟他的那个门徒吃的最后那一顿晚餐。
We are not going to look too much into the actual food.
我们今天不会太仔细地讲到说他们到底吃了些什么。
I know that many of us are interested in food.
我知道大家对食物其实挺有热情的。
But we are going to look more into the events that leads up to this dinner.
我们大概是要讲的是这个吃饭之前发生的这些事情。
And hopefully, after we have seen this, we will have a better picture on what it means to represent Jesus in this world.
当我们听完这个故事之后，我们会想一想我们心中我们在代表耶稣的是什么。
What it means to be one of his so-called followers.
那作为耶稣的门徒或者是追随者到底是什么意思？
And how the world differs between a Christian and someone who does not follow Jesus.
那作为一个基督徒和一个非基督徒之间，我们的世界到底是有什么的不同？
I know we just read the Bible verse, but let me read this again.
我们刚刚已经读过了圣经那个经文，那Enoch 传道会再给我们读一遍英文的，大家可以看那个屏幕。
Yes, I read in English, and then the Chinese version will be on the screen. It was just before the Passover festival. Jesus knew that the hour had come for him to leave this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end.The evening meal was in progress, and the devil had already prompted Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot, to betray Jesus. Jesus knew that the Father had put all things under his power, and that he had come from God and was returning to God. So he got up from the meal, took off his outer clothing, and wrapped a towel around his waist. After that, he poured water into the basin and began to wash his disciples' feet, drying them with the towel that was wrapped around him.He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, Lord, are you going to wash my feet? Jesus replied, You do not realize what I'm doing, but later you will understand. No, said Peter, you should never wash my feet. Jesus answered, Unless I wash you, you have no part with me. Then, Lord, Simon Peter replied, Not just my feet, but my hands and my head as well.Jesus answered, Those who have had a bath need only to wash their feet. Their whole body is clean, and you are clean, though not every one of you. For he knew who was going to betray him, and that was why he said, Not everyone was clean. When he had finished washing their feet, he put on his clothes and returned to his place. Do you understand what I have done for you? He asked. You call me teacher and Lord, and rightly so, for that is what I am. Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet,You also should wash one another's feet. I have set you an example that you should do as I have done for you. Very truly I tell you, no servant is greater than his master, nor is a messenger greater than the one who sent him. Now that you know these things, you will be blessed if you do them. Let us pray.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Father God, I thank you that you have gathered us here today on this Sunday.
感谢神将我们今天聚集在这个主日。
I thank you that you love us.
我谢谢你，你爱我们。
That you care for us.
你关心我们。
That you protect us.
你保护我们。
That you give us peace.
你给我们平安。
I pray that you will speak through me today.
希望你今天通过我的口。
And that we really understand what love means.
让我们能够明白什么是爱。
What serving other people means.
什么叫做服侍别人。
And how we should pursue that.
而我们是应该如何去做到。
I pray all this in the name of Jesus.
我们用神的名一起祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
So the disciples and Jesus, they were on their way to a dinner.
那些门徒和他的追随者在去一个晚宴的路上。
It says in the Bible verse, it was a festival.
在圣经里面说，它这是一个节日。
So they were most probably ready for a feast.
所以他们很可能是已经准备好要吃一顿大餐了。
And they were about to go into one of the most famous dinners in history.
他们是准备要去赴一个史上最有名的晚餐。
For me, it might be the only famous dinner I know about.
这个可能是我唯一知道的关于著名的晚餐的唯一的一个事情。
And I think for us Christians, it's a famous dinner because of Jesus' role in it.
我们作为基督徒来说，这个晚餐出名是因为耶稣在里面扮演一个重要的角色。
But for those who don't believe in Jesus, it's still famous.
但是对于那些完全不认识耶稣的人来说，这确实也是一个著名的晚餐。
Do you know why it's famous?
知道为什么它出名吗？
It was made famous by an artist called Leonardo da Vinci.
因为他是被达芬奇变成出名的，是因为达芬奇画了他。
And you know a dinner is famous if someone paints your dinner.
如果你知道什么，一个晚餐会变得出名，是有人专门把你的晚餐给画了下来。
And it's hanging in an art museum in Milan right now.
而它现在是挂在米兰的恩宠圣母修道院的餐厅墙上。
And the Last Supper is very often depicted like this because of the famous painting.
因为我们知道说这幅画。常常是会描绘成这个样子。
So when you look at this picture,
当你看这幅画的时候
，Can you see the big flaw in this picture?
你能看到这个画有什么大的缺陷吗
？Because based on what we read in the Bible verse today,
因为根据我们今天在圣经里面读到的关于这个晚餐的这个经文。
They were most probably not sitting by the table like that.
因为他们可能很可能就根本就不是这样坐着的。
The reason why Jesus is washing feet are many.
很多耶稣要洗脚的这个原因。
But one of the major reasons for washing feet before dinner.
在晚餐前要洗脚的主要的原因之一。
Which was very common during that time.
那个时候来说是非常常见的原因。
It's because everyone was most probably sitting on cushions.
因为大部分人应该是坐在一个坐垫上。
They were not on chairs.
他们不是坐在椅子上的。
But they were reclined on the floor, more like this.
他们是差不多这种倚靠在那边，躺在那儿。
The streets at that time, it was dusty and dirty.
那时候的街道可能比现在更要脏一些。
They only had sandals protecting their feet.
而且他们大部分是穿着凉鞋的。
The streets most probably more dirty than it is now.
对，他们的街道可能比现在的更要脏一些。
You had garbage, you had waste from animals.
所以你有一些垃圾呀，或者是一些动物留下的脏东西。
And you don't want to be nearby these stinky feet when you're about to eat.
所以你肯定也不想在吃饭前能够对这些脚离你太近。
So just like I tell my daughter that before you eat, you have to wash your hands.
就像我告诉我女儿说，你吃饭之前必须得洗手。
At this time, you had to wash your feet too.
在那个时候呢，你就必须得去洗个脚。
And normally, someone else would wash your feet. You don't do it yourself.
因为通常呢，有别人会帮你洗脚，你不用自己做。
Might have been the house slave.
可能是家里的奴仆啊。
The lowest house slave of them all would do this.
大部分是比较低下，在阶级层次比较低下的奴仆会做这些事情。
Even the slaves had ranks.
甚至呢，这些最低等的房奴都会做。
A Jewish slave would not wash feet.
但是呢，如果是犹太人的房奴，他们是不做这个事情的。
Because they're higher up in the system.
因为他们是相对阶层比较高的。
But the non-Jew slaves.
而非犹太人的。
the women and the children at that time,
妇女和儿童那个时候
they would do this service.
他们就会做这个事情。
But what we just read,
就像我们刚刚读到的
the VIP,
这个是属于贵宾。
The most important guest in the room did it.
而这个房间里最重要的这个贵客，他做了这个洗脚事情。
But why?
为什么呢？
In the Gospel of Luke, we read that the disciples argued about who's the greatest among them all.
我们在读到在门徒他们在争说，谁是这个里面最大的？耶稣就通过洗脚这个事情来证明这一点。
And by washing their feet, Jesus, he was making a point.
通过这个洗脚这个事情，耶稣在告诉他们一个观点。
The world, our society, everyone is telling us that the ones that are great.That are powerful and have authority, they need to be served.
我们这个世界，我们这个社会都在告诉我们说，谁是权力至上的那个人，他是应该被服务的那一个人。
The lower should serve the higher ups.
那些比较低下的人应该来服侍那些比较高尚的人，高等的人。
But Jesus, he turns this around.
而耶稣把这个观点完全的背道而驰了。
He is the greatest.
因为他是那个最伟大的。
But he takes a towel around his waist.
而他却把这个毛巾系在自己的腰上。
He pours water into the basin.
他去那个倒水，倒洗脚水。
And he starts to wash the disciples' feet.
而他去开始给那些门徒们洗脚了。
So when I was preparing this sermon,
当我在准备这段那个讲道的时候
，I was just trying to imagine what does this even look like.
我就在想说脑补一下说这个东西到底是一个什么样的情况。
If you sat there.
如果你坐在那儿
What would you think?
你会什么想
I think the disciples would be so confused.
我觉得那些门徒应该会很困惑吧
Why is Jesus putting a towel around his waist?
为什么耶稣要把这个毛巾系在自己的身上
Why is he pouring water into the basin?
为什么他要去倒洗脚水
Whoa, 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 whoa. Don't wash my feet.
他们会觉得说啊，你千万别干这个事儿啊
What are you doing?
你在干嘛呢
Just imagine your boss at work coming over to wash your feet?
你会想说，比如说在你的工作场中，你的老板突然跑过来说，哎，我帮你洗脚。
Or the king coming over to wash your feet?
如果我们说我们的国王过来说帮你洗脚。
And I think this is the reaction of Peter.
这个就是彼得的一个反应。
Don't touch my feet.
你说你别碰我的脚。
They're dirty.
他们很脏很脏。
I have bad ankles.
我的脚踝有点问题。
Not necessarily because of age.
那倒也不是因为我老了。
But because I had quite many injuries on my ankles because I have played football over the years.
倒是因为我太爱踢足球了，所以老是受伤。
That's also one of the reasons why my mom does not like me playing football.
所以我妈也不太喜欢我踢足球的原因也是因为这个。
But my ankles are very flexible.
所以我的脚踝很松。
Your ankles are not supposed to be flexible.
你的脚踝其实不应该那么的松。
Because it's supposed to give you balance when you walk, right?
所以当你要走路的时候，它会给你提供一些平衡。
And just recently, before the summer,
就是在这个今年夏天之前
I went to a doctor to get my ankles pulled out of my leg.
我去找医生说把我的那个脚踝从脚里面拉出来一点。
Because they were stuck.
他们有点塞在一起了。
And I went to three different physiotherapists.
我去找了三个复健师。
And I went to a doctor as well.
我也去看了医生。
But every time I go,
我每次去的时候呢
I always forget that I need to show them my feet.
我老忘记说我得给他们看我的脚。
I don't know about you.
我不确定你们怎么样。
But I'm not a big fan of letting people look closely on my feet.
我其实觉得让别人很那么仔细地看着我的脚是一件很不舒服的事儿。
I like even less that people touch my feet.
我更不喜欢别人碰我的脚。
When I'm home, I walk around with socks.
在家我是肯定是穿着袜子走路的。
And for my last visit to the physiotherapist, I got new socks.
我上次去我的复健师那儿，我是穿着新袜子的。
And you know, when you wear new socks,
你知道你穿着新袜子的时候有个问题。
They tend to have some lint that gets stuck.All over your toes.
那个袜子里面就会有些毛毛碎碎啊，老是会粘在你的脚上。
Like that.
这是新袜子的问题。
But I had much more.
但我那次就比这个还多好多。
You know, it's fine. It's new socks. This happens with everyone.
啊，这个反正是新袜子，通常这个事情都会发生的。
But what's not fine is that when my physio gets his hand all over my feet, he gets it all over his hands.
然后呢，但我觉得很不舒服的是，我的那个复健师呢，把这个毛搞得他自己满手都是。
He pretends like it's nothing.
他好像觉得这个没什么大不了。
But I see it, like when he's trying to explain me things, he's like all over his hands.
但是当他在开始想跟我解释一些事情的时候，我的脑子里满手都是他的手上都是我脚上的毛。
And I didn't get anything that he said because I was distracted by all this lint dangling from his hands.
所以我那时候啥也没听进去，就是觉得我就是整个眼睛都是脑子都是想着他手上就是我袜子里的毛。
And I went to a doctor a few weeks ago, and again.I kind of forgot that he's going to look at my feet as well.
那上几个星期呢，我又去看医生了，然后我又有点忘了，他又要看我的脚。
The reason is because this time I was just supposed to get a scan on my foot.
那时候呢，我只是想说去订一个那个扫描预约。
I thought I was just going to tell them I need a scan, but they wanted to look at my feet again.
我以为说我只要跟他说我需要一个预约，你给我就事了。结果呢，医生说我还得看一下你的脚。
But this time, I pulled off my socks. It was not new socks.
这次呢，我聪明了，我没穿新袜子。
Yeah, so there was no lint.
所以这次没有什么毛毛屑屑的。
But I got the little dirt on my toenails.
但是我这次呢，脚趾缝里好像有一点点脏。
And I just looked at my toes and I thought, just please don't touch them.
所以我就觉得说，求求你了，千万千万不要碰我的脚。
Just give me the scan.
你就给我个预约。
But she looked closely on them. She pressed on all my joints and grabbed my toes and all that.
但是呢，医生呢看着我的脚一顿操作，然后又捏了又拉了我的脚。
Peter didn't have any lint or small piece of dirt on his toes.
那彼得呢，其实脚上也没有什么毛屑，然后他也没有什么脏。
But his feet were probably covered by dust and dirt.
然后，但他的脚可能就是都是灰。就是脏脏的灰而已。
And Jesus is not just any doctor you maybe see once a year or a physio you have no relationship with.
耶稣并不是那些你一年可能只见一次的，或者是每次只是去复健遇到的那些复健师。
He was his master, teacher, friend, and most importantly, son of God.
而他是主人，他是老师，他是朋友，最重要，他是神的儿子。
Peter's pride couldn't let his master wash his feet.
彼得的骄傲让他没有办法可以让他的师傅来帮他洗脚。
He can take care of himself.
他觉得我可以自己照顾自己啊。
When we need to receive,
当我们需要接受
，when we need help,
当我们需要帮助的时候
，we are in a vulnerable situation.
我们就在一个比较脆弱的一个情况下
，because we no longer have control.
因为我们好像自己没有这个掌控力了。
And I think most of us sitting here today would agree that we want control.
而我们大部分人今天坐在这里都会觉得说，我其实很想要对我自己做的事情有一个掌控。
We want to decide.
我们想要决定。
We want to choose.
我们想要有一个选择权。
We want to know.
我们想要去知道和了解。
It is, I think it's often easier to be the one giving when someone is in need.
那其实有时候我们会觉得说，给予是比较容易的。
We get a pat on our shoulders when we help other people. It makes you feel good.
我们就说，如果我们帮了人，别人拍拍你肩膀说，哎呀，谢谢你啊，你会觉得，哎，这个事情挺容易，挺好。
We love to hear people say, "I could not have done this without you."
我们很喜欢听，就是很乐意听到别人说，啊，这个事儿如果没了你，我还真做不成。这个感觉挺好。
Have you ever met someone that is too proud to ask others for help?
我们会不会有看到说，有些人是太觉得自己骄傲而去问别人帮忙呢
？You have because I'm here.
我们需要帮忙，因为Enoch 传道在这儿。
It's people that sometimes have to try their own ways.
有些时候人就是选择用自己的办法去解决事情。
Even if they don't know how to do it.
甚至他们在不知道自己该怎么做的情况下，还是愿意这么做。
And not only me, I think we all have some of that pride.
我们有时候就觉得不管是你们，我也是有这种骄傲在那儿。
We don't want help.
我不想要帮忙。
Because that is somehow connected to being weak.
这个好像是联系到觉得我挺脆弱，我挺软弱的。
That we maybe don't know and that we need help.
我们可能不知道说我们其实是需要帮助的。
There's a bishop called William Tempe said once this.
这位叫做威廉·坦佩的主教曾经说过这样一句话。
He said, a human's humbleness does not start with helping others. It starts with a willingness to be helped.
他说人的谦卑不是从帮助人开始的，而是从愿意接受帮助开始的。
Peter had to learn to receive before being able to give.
彼得要学会先接受帮助，才能够知道如何给予帮助。
At some point, I think Peter may have thought that, Master, if you cannot find someone else to do it, just don't do it. Am I that bad off? Am I that dirty?
彼得刚开始可能想说，哦，主人啊，你真的找不到人做，你可以其实不用做的，其实我根本没有那么脏。
As some of you, I think, know that this dirt, this uncleanness, is also referring to the real problem in us, the sin.
我们也知道这个污秽那个时候所反映出来的也是一种另外一个本质上的问题，也就是我们的罪。
And Peter, he denies Jesus when he wants to wash his feet. He said this.
当彼得就是耶稣想要给他洗脚的时候，他就否认说。
He said, you will never wash my feet.
他说你永不可洗我的脚。
Jesus replies with a simple, but I guess a deep sentence that turns Peter around.
耶稣就回答了简短的，告诉了彼得，让彼得有了180度的大转变。
He says, "Unless I wash you, you won't belong to me."
他说，除非我给你洗，否则你就不再属于我了。
And I think what Peter says it's a little bit funny.
彼得可能觉得说，哎，其实有点好有意思了。
Because he says, then not just my feet, just wash my hands, wash my head, wash everything."
所以他彼得就说，那你不要只是单单洗我的脚，也洗我的头，洗我的身子，什么都洗。
Peter goes from one end of the scale to the other instantly.
彼得从天平的一端跑到天平的另外一端。
And then Jesus says something that it doesn't get explained during the dinner.
耶稣说了一些他在这个晚餐时候并没有得到解释的一些东西。
He says, "Those who have had a bath need only to wash their feet." Their whole body is clean, and you are clean, though not every one of you.
他说洗过澡的人只需要洗脚即可，他们的全身都是干净的。你是干净的，尽管不是每个人都是干净的。
Luckily for us, it's explained in other places in the Bible.
对我们来说幸运的是，圣经的其他地方也有对这个做出一定的注解。
In Titus, chapter 3, verse 5, it says, "He saved us through the washing of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit."
在提多书三章五节里面，他说他通过重生的洗涤和圣灵的更新拯救了我们。当我们成为基督徒时，我们就被圣灵洗净和更新。
When we become a Christian,
当我们成为一个基督徒的时候，
we are washed and renewed by the Holy Spirit.
我们被圣灵洗涤和洁净了。
The word washing in Greek literally means taking a bath.
这个洗这个词在希腊语里面简洁的意思就是说洗个澡的意思。
And in Romans chapter 8 verse 1 it says,
在罗马书八章一节里面说，
There is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus.
因此现在那些在耶稣基督里的人就不被定罪了。
If you add these two verses from Titus and Romans together,
如果我们把这两段经文结合起来看的话，
It means that when we become a Christian,
如果我们成为了一个基督徒，
we are forgiven permanently for our sins.
我们是被永久的宽恕的。
Sin can no longer take you away from this relationship with God anymore.
神不能把你罪不能把你跟神的关系剥离。
You are going to be with God.
你会跟随着神。
God no longer looks at you and sees a sinner.
神不会把你当作一个罪人来看。
But through Jesus Christ, through the gift that He has given us,
通过耶稣基督，通过他给我们的这个礼物，
we are now clothed in righteousness.
我们披上了公义的外衣。
And that is what God sees.
这个是所谓神所要看到的。
So this bath is about accepting Jesus.
这个洗涤是包括我们来接受耶稣。
And this bath is not something that you need to repeat every day.
这个洗涤并不是说你必须要每天不断的洗。
You don't need to pray and tell God that you accepted Him every day. It's a once and done kind of thing. It's permanent.
你不需要告诉耶稣说我每天每天都在接受你，这个是只需要我们做一次，这是一劳永逸的事情。
So then why do we need to wash our feet every day then?
那我们就在想，我们为什么每天要洗脚呢？
What does that mean?
那是什么意思呢？
Are we not totally clean forever through the bath?
难道我们洗一个澡不是永远都干净了吗？
In 1 John chapter 1:8-9 it says,
在约翰一书一章八到九节里面说，
If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness.
如果我们自称无罪，就是自欺欺人，真理就不在我们里面了。我们若认自己的罪，他是信实的，是公义的，必赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
So if we sin, we should go and confess it to God to get forgiveness.
如果我们觉得有罪，我们就要跟神去忏悔，去认罪。
Isn't this a little bit confusing?
这个会不会听起来有一点点的让我们困惑？
First, we say that when we accept Jesus, no sin can ever bring us into condemnation.
我们首先说，我们认了耶稣，我们跟随了耶稣，没有什么事情可以对我们有所指责了。
No sin can take us away from God anymore.
我们没有任何罪可以把我们从耶稣身边带走了。
At the same time, we need to confess every time we sin in order to get forgiveness.
但是我们这里又说，我们每次看到他的时候，我们都要求他的宽恕。
How does that add up?
这个到底是怎么能够理解起来呢？
If you are a Christian, how do you explain this?
那如果你是一个基督徒，你要怎么去解释这个事情呢？
John Stott, he's a quite famous theologian. He once explained this with a story.
这是一个神学家叫做约翰斯托特的。他用一个故事来解释这个道理。
Let's say, there was a family, with children.
比如说有一个有孩子的家庭。
And one of the children, they disobeyed their parents.
有一个孩子特别叛逆，不听爸妈的话。
The child insult them.
小孩会出言侮辱爸妈。
Saying terrible things to them.
说一些很糟糕的事情。
They run out of the room.
他会突然冲出房门。
And slam the door.
而且把门大大的甩门。
So they upset their parents.
他会让他的父母觉得很忧伤。
They don't listen to them.
他不听父母的话。
They're doing the opposite of what they're supposed to do.
他就是故意跟父母作对。
Should the child come back and ask for forgiveness?
那个孩子是不是应该回来忏悔，要求宽恕呢？
Absolutely.
当然。
So in a way, the child is sinning against their parents.Just not doing what their parents want them to do.
如果假设说这个孩子没有要按照父母的要求做那些应该做的事情。
But does that mean that the child is now out of the family?
那这意味着这个孩子以后再也不是这个家庭的一员吗？
Is it taken out of the will?
然后说以后遗嘱里面都已经没他的份了吗？
Is it legally no longer part of the family?
难道说法律上他跟他们就切断关系了吗？
Of course not.
当然不是。
Nothing has changed in the legal relationship between the parents and the child.
在 法律道义上的话，他跟这个家庭完全是没有任何的关系改变。
Not even the attitude of the parents has changed.
也不是说这个父母对这个孩子的态度会有所改变。
Yes, of course you get angry, you get upset.
当然，这个父母有权利说我很生气，我很不开心。
But for those of you who have children, your heart will be just more drawn to this child.
但是作为有孩子的父母，你会想说，这个孩子需要我更多的这个关注。
Because it's your child.
因为他就是你的孩子。
So the sin of this child would not change the fundamental attitude of the parent.
所以孩子所谓的这个罪并不会把父母对孩子这个态度做任何的改变。
But this child really needs to go back out and ask forgiveness.
但是这个孩子本身他应该回去向父母要求他们的宽恕。
The child needs to ask for forgiveness in order to repair the fellowship with their parents.
孩子应该要求宽恕，而让他跟父母之间关系得到一种修复。
And the forgiveness not only mends the relationship.
而宽恕并不是说只是他们之间的关系而已。
But if this child never comes back out and asks for forgiveness, it will never grow. It will never mature.
如果这个孩子从没有想过去要求宽恕，那说明这个孩子以后也不会成长，也不会变得成熟。
They will never get to the place where they will stop doing these kind of things.
他就会一直在同一个地方不断的跌倒，不断的重复同样的错误。
The child needs to come out and humble themselves and repair the fellowship.
那这个孩子需要来谦卑自己，能够来这个地方修复他跟父母之间的关系。
And this is what Jesus is saying when he tells Peter that he doesn't need another bath, but he needs to wash his feet. He needs multiple foot washings.
所以在这里，耶稣告诉彼得说：“你其实不需要再洗澡了，但是你需要洗脚，可能需要很多次反反复复的去洗脚。”
And as a Christian, we need to believe in both of these things. We need to believe in the bath and the foot washings.
而作为基督徒，我们首先要我们要了解两件事情：我们既要相信这个洗澡，也要去相信这个洗脚。
If you only believe that you only need one bath and no foot washings,
如果你觉得说你只需要洗一次澡，后面不用洗脚了。
Because you already took a bath, you already accepted Jesus.
因为你已经洗过澡，就像你已经接受了耶稣基督作为你的主。
There is no condemnation for you.
这里并没有一个所谓的证明。
If you don't believe in the foot washes, you will become a hard person.
如果你只相信说洗脚，那你会成为一个很冷酷的人。
Hey, I got my certificate now.
就感觉说，哎，我有这个证书了。
I can live however I want.
我可以随心所欲了。
I don't need to care about anything or anyone.
我就不用再管其他人或者关心任何事情。
Then you will become a hard person that only thinks about yourself.
你会变成一个只考虑自己的心很坚硬的人。
On the other hand,
而另一方面
，if you only believe in foot washes, you believe that you need to.Foot washes is the most important. You know, the bath is not that important.
或者你觉得说啊，我只要洗洗脚就行了，不用去洗那个澡。
You believe that you need to confess your sins every time in order to get saved.
所以说，你说你觉得每次犯了错，我只要去向神忏悔，这个事情就可以过去了。
Because every time you sin, the whole relationship with God just crumbles.
你会觉得说每次跟耶稣的关系就变糟糕了。
And that would make you the most anxious person in the world.
那会让你觉得你跟神之间的关系让你成为一个非常紧张的人。
What if you die before you get to confess your sins?
那如果你在死之前就还没有机会跟神去忏悔呢？
But if we believe in both the bath and the foot washes,
而我们作为基督徒必须要首先认识洗澡和洗脚两个同样是一样重要。
You won't be anxious. You will have peace in you.
你就不会很焦虑，你就会有平安在心里。
But not only that.
而不仅仅是这些
you will also have the motivation to grow.
你还会有能够让自己去成长的一个动力
I celebrated 8 years of marriage a week ago or 2 weeks ago.
两个周之前我跟我的太太庆祝了我们的八周年结婚纪念日
And I'm pretty sure that most of you know this better than me.
我很确定很多人比我更了解这个事情
But in a marriageYou have to ask for forgiveness and say sorry many, 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 many times.
因为我知道很多人也知道，在婚姻当中呢，请求原谅或者说对不起这个事情会重复很多很多很多很多遍的。
Yes.
Yeah.
But for every time me and Monica do that,
what Monica?
Yeah. But every time me and Monica ask for forgiveness to each other.
Yeah.但是呢，我跟莫妮卡互相之间都会请求对方的原谅。
We grow together.
我们是一起成长。
Our relationship grows stronger.
我们的关系也是变得越来越健康。
And we change.
我们有改变。
Through forgiveness.
通过宽恕来让自己变得更成熟。
Ultimately, this whole foot washing event during the Last Supper really points us to the cross.
所有这个在最后晚餐之前的这一些都。映射到我们这个十字上。
It points us our sins, our deep need of cleansing.
这个指出了我们的罪孽和我们迫切需要一个净化。
And a payment of a debt so big that it can only be done by Jesus on the cross.
而这个偿还是需要如此大的代价，而这个代价只能由耶稣来告诉我们。
And Jesus tells Peter, "Unless I wash you, you have no part with me."
除非那个耶稣告诉彼得说，除非让我来给你洗澡。否则你就和我没有关系了。
Okay, it does not work anymore. Only through the blood of Jesus can we come to God.
只有借着耶稣的宝血，我们才能借着公义来到神的面前。
Clothed in righteousness.
能够披着公义来到神的面前。
And only through Jesus we can come back to God.
而只有借着他，我们才会来到神的面前。
And Jesus need to do the washing.
而耶稣需要来做这个清洗。
Now we understand more about what this whole washing symbolizes.
那我们现在知道这个洗是象征着什么意思了。
But the washing is also Jesus, setting an example for us.
那这个也是说耶稣在告诉我们，这个洗涤是为我们做了一个榜样。
We need to remember When we start to read the Bible verse, we need to remember what day was this?
我们要知道说这是一个什么样的日子。
It was Jesus' last day before the death on the cross.
这是他在十架上的最后一天。死在十架上之前的最后一天。
It says, it was just before the Passover festival. Jesus knew that the hour had come for him to leave this world and go to the Father.
他说这个是在正在逾越节之前，耶稣知道他要在这个世界上最后一天，要马上去天父那里了。
Jesus knew what was coming.
耶稣知道说什么要发生了。
But yet he served.
但他呢，还是仍然在服务。
If we continue to read, we will read that in the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus will be wrestling in prayer.
在克西玛尼亚园里面，耶稣在不住不住的祷告。
Knowing what will happen.
他知道什么是将要发生的事情。
Jesus himself says his soul is crushed with grief to the point of death in that garden.
耶稣他自己就说，他的灵魂在那个花园里面悲痛欲绝了。
Jesus said, "My Father, if it's possible, let this cup of suffering be taken away from me." Yet I want your will to be done, not mine.
他祷告说，我的父啊，如果可能的话，请你把这杯痛苦从我身上拿走，但我希望你的意愿得到实现，而不是我的。
In spite of the impending death that was waiting,
尽管死亡就像来临了。
Jesus continues to love.
耶稣还是这样的为他的门徒考虑。
And think about the needs of the disciples and the people.
他一直在考虑他的门徒和他的那些人都需要些什么。
He was serving them even when death was around the corner.
甚至在死亡即将来临的时候，他考虑的还是别人。
Have you ever thought about how hard it is to think about someone else when you are in pain?
你有没有想过，如果你在痛苦当中的时候，是不是那么容易去考虑别人的感受？
When you are suffering.
如果你在接受痛苦中。
It is not that hard to comfort someone when you are doing great.
如果你自己生活的都挺好的，你去安慰别人，是不是更容易一些呢？
Let's say someone sprains their ankle.
比如说有些人他扭了脚。
They need to lay down and rest.
他可能需要坐下躺着休息一会儿。
You don't ask that person to go and fetch something for you.
你肯定不会叫那个躺着的受伤的人说，哎，你帮我去拿个东西吧。
Because if you ask,
如果你问的话，
he will say, "I'm sorry, I'm in a lot of pain right now. I can't help you."
那个人就会说，啊，对不起，我现在可疼了，我帮不了你。
Because pain very often brings us into ourselves.
因为这个痛这个事情很容易让我们有这个同理心，能感同身受。
And then you have Jesus.
然后我们看到耶稣。
The man who's going to get the sins of the world on his shoulders.
这个人他会把全世界的罪都扛到自己的肩上。
He's going to be beaten.
他会被鞭打。
Mocked.
他会被嘲笑。
Spat on.
他会被吐口水。
Dying for our sake.
为我们的缘故而死。
But no matter the pain, he continues to love and serve us.
无论这个痛苦有多大，他还是继续的服侍。
He serves every single one of us.
他为每一个人服侍。
It doesn't matter who you are.
不管你是谁。
We know that Jesus loves us.
我们知道耶稣爱我们。
But we, in this passage, we also get to see that Jesus loves us no matter who you are. And why do I say that?
我们在这里也知道说耶稣不论我们是谁，他都爱我们。我为什么要这么说呢？
Because of Judas.
因为犹大的关系。
Don't you find it a little bit strange that John, while writing this, in the gospel, he suddenly slips in this part.
我们不觉得奇怪吗？就是约翰在写这段福音的时候，突然跳进了这个部分。
The evening meal was in progress. The food was about to come, and the devil had already prompted Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot, to betray Jesus.
他说晚餐正在进行时，魔鬼已经怂恿加略人西门的儿子犹大出卖耶稣。
Jesus, he washed everyone's feet.
耶稣他洗了每个人的脚。
As far as I know, he did not stop when he saw Judas' feet.
他，据我所知，他并没有走到犹大面前，他有任何的犹豫。
It was not, isn't washing Peter, washing the next one, and oh, Judas' feet. I'm sorry, I'm not going to wash you.
他并没有说从彼得开始到了犹大这里就任何的犹豫，说哎我不洗你的。
Jesus, he wasn't just washing the feet of his followers, his friends.
他不是说他只洗他的追随者他的朋友的脚。
But he washed the feet of someone that was going to betray him.
他甚至会洗那些想要背叛他的人的脚。
To get him killed.
甚至是那些让他被杀的人的脚。
He washed the feet of someone that would deny him three times.
他把那些否认他三次的人的脚也洗了。
He washed the feet of people that would forsake him.
他把那些背离他离弃他的人的脚也洗了。
All of them would hurt Jesus in various ways.
这些人都在各种程度、各种方式在伤害着耶稣。
But Jesus served every single one of them.
但是耶稣从任何方式都在不断地在服侍他们。
With no exception.
没有任何的例外。
Whether they believe in him,
不管他们是不是相信他，
or not.
或者他们完全不信他。
He washed their feet and he served them.
他也为他们洗脚，去服侍他们。
And Jesus sets an example for us of how we should serve each other.
耶稣也给我们树立了一个榜样，我们应该如何的服侍对方服侍别人。
How we should love each other.
我们应该如何的互相相爱。
Maybe you sit here and you have someone that you disagree with.
可能你坐在这里，脑子里想着一个你跟这个人不太合得来的人。
Maybe you sit here and you have someone that you don't like.
可能是那个你不太喜欢的人。
How do you serve that person?
你要怎么去服侍那个人？
What is a sign of a follower of Jesus?
作为一个耶稣的追随者，我们是要应该做到什么事情呢？
In John it says, "A new command I give you: love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another."
约翰福音十三章三十四到三十五节里面说，我给你一条新命令，彼此相爱，正如我爱你们一样，你们也必须彼此相爱。如果你们彼此相爱，这样每个人都会知道你们是我的门徒。
As a Christian, we need to be loving other people.
作为一个基督徒，我们应该我们会就是要爱人。
We need to focus more on the needs of others than yourself.
我们要更多的关注别人，而不是自己的需要。
It's actually pretty radical compared to what the society is telling us.
这跟当今社会告诉我们或者教导我们的事情，这个观点确实是相当的激进。
The disciples were so busy discussing who was the greatest that they had no time to think about other people.
这个门徒们他都在忙着说，哎，我们之中谁是最大的？他们都没有时间去关心其他的事情了。
They just want to secure their place in heaven.
他们只想在天堂里面把自己的位置保守好。
A true servant is not selfish.
而真正的仆人，他不应该是自私的。
But pours out their heart for the need of others.
而是要为别人倾心做出奉献的。
Jesus says, "By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples if you love one another."
耶稣说，如果你们彼此相爱，每个人都会知道你们是我的弟子。
A German philosopher once said.If you want me to believe in your Savior, then you need to look a little bit more saved.
一位德国的哲学家曾经说过，他说，如果你想让我相信你的救主，那么你需要看起来更得救。
Do we act as if we are saved?
我们的表现让我们觉得我们是被得救了的吗？
Can people around you see that?
能够让你周围的人看到这些吗？
So the Last Supper shows us several things.
而所有这个最后的晚餐向我们展现了几个事情。
We understand that there are layers of teaching in this famous dinner.
我们明白说这场著名的晚餐有一些有层次的教学。
Not sitting on chairs, but reclined on the floor.
不是说我们是坐在凳子上的，而是我们是躺在地板上的。
The dirt really symbolizes the sin.
而这些脏东西表示是我们的罪。
The things that God has told us not to do.
而这些象征着我们向上帝所做我们不该做的事情。
We are missing the mark.
我们并没有抓到他的重点。
But Jesus was crucified so that we can have this relationship with God again.
但耶稣被钉在十字架上，就让我们能够再次跟神建立这样的一种关系。
We got a bath for free.
我们得到的这个救赎是免费的。
But we need to continue washing our feet.
但是我们必须要一直不断不断地洗我们的脚。
As his followers, we need to be driven by love for others.
作为他的门徒，他的追随者，我们要不断地用爱来展现给别人看。
I'm just going to share a short last story with you.
我最后只想跟大家分享一个小小的故事。
A few months ago, I was at a conference.
几个月前我去了一个会议。
And one of those in charge, they told us a short story about being the followers of God.
之前有一个在这个会议上的人告诉我们一个故事，关于怎么样做一个耶稣的门徒的事情。
So one of his friends was asked a question.
所以他有一个朋友就问了他这样一个问题。
What is Jesus like?
他说耶稣是一个什么样的人呀？
And the person he thought for a while.
这个人他就想了一会儿。
And then he said.
然后他就说。
I am a little bit like Jesus. He's a little bit like me.
他说他我有一点像耶稣，耶稣又有一点像我。
When I heard this, I thought, wow, that is a bold statement.
我刚一听到的时候说，哇，这个说法真大胆。
Who even dares to say something like that?
有人敢这么说话吗？
But I thought more about it.
但是我就仔细又品了一下。
If we really are his true followers,
如果我们真的是耶稣的跟随者。
People should see a little bit of Jesus in you.
那你周边的人是不是应该在你身上看到耶稣的影子？
If you are a Christian, this is the direction we are trying so hard to grow towards like.
如果你作为一个基督徒，这是不是就是我们作为一个基督徒想要努力去追寻的一个方向？
Talk about we want to be more like Jesus.
我们在说我们想要更像耶稣。
On the last day before his death,
在最后的那些日子，最后死前的那一天，
Jesus could choose to do whatever he wanted.
耶稣可以做任何他想要做的事情。
But what did he do?
那他最后那一天他做了什么呢？
He chose to wash feet.
他选择给他的门徒们洗脚。
Let us pray.
让我们一起低头祷告。
For God, I thank you.
神啊，我们谢谢你。
I thank you that you are.Constantly reminding us.
谢谢你一直随时的警醒我们。
Of this love that we are supposed to show other people.
谢谢你警醒我们，让我们有这个爱，能够不断的给我们周边的人展示。
I pray that you will help us and remind us.
我希望你能够继续的帮助我们，继续的爱我们。
That we need to love the people around us, no matter who they are and what they have done to other people or towards us.
我让我们周边的人知道，无论怎么样，你都是不管他们是什么人，做什么样的事情，你一直都在爱着我们。
That we need to stop to just thinking about ourselves.
我们要不单单只是考虑自己。
But put other people, in your love.
也把其他的人带到你的大爱中。
That we can be, that we can show people that who you are.
我们可以让别人知道说你是谁。
That we continue to grow towards to be more like you.
让我们能够成长得越来越像你。
That people can see a little bit of you in us.
然后让人们看到说你在我们的中间有你的影子。
Pray that you will continue to bless us.
感谢你继续的为我们保守。
Give us peace.
给我们平安。
And care for us.
继续的关爱我们。
I pray all this in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣名祷告。
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Thank you.